If you do not have a clue, then just tweet through and ask FX Blue.
Hello, good morning. It's Tuesday the 16th. I'm FX Blue and I'm back on the beach. Do you remember our good old friend Brexit? Well, there are concerns that the old Brexit effect may cause longer term harm to the UK economy than the pandemic. Punchy call, perhaps? But the fact that the negotiations over the Northern Ireland Protocol are continuing, that suggests that they've recognised that the UK's path to independence will indeed be long and complicated. Disagreements remain over the Irish Sea border. That's there to allow free flow of goods between Northern Ireland and the Republic in the south. However, fears are growing that the UK will initiate the terms of Article 16. That was designed for where the original agreement could cause any number of difficulties. But that would mark a new low between the two sides and would no doubt cause further difficulty. So neither side particularly wants to use Article 16 recklessly, but it does remain an option. Andrew Bailey's been on. He's uncomfortable with the pace that inflation is rising, which is a complete U-turn from where he was a couple of months ago. But he's back on that one and he's banging the drum for a rate hike now. He says that every MPC meeting has the potential for a rate hike. Apart from the last one, of course. The 7-2 vote there caught the market out. So yeah, apart from that one. But despite this chatter revisiting interest rate expectations, sterling actually dropped yesterday. We fell to just over the 1.34 level against the dollar. Over in the US, the inflation burden continues to grow. And Fed member Kashkari has been on. He believes that a more fluid approach to monetary policy might be appropriate. And he thinks that the Fed should adopt a reactive attitude to withdrawing support and raising rates in due course. He expects to see inflation even higher in the coming months, but he has warned against any overreaction, fearing that that could easily damage the recovery. Meanwhile, activity data for New York State came out strong. It's not normally that much of a big deal, but it did post a far greater rise than the market expected. And this helped drive the belief that the need for economic support is indeed fading, and the dollar index duly rose. We touched 95.60 on the day yesterday, and euro dollar starts the day a little lower this morning, around 1.1375. Right, that's it from me. A busy day ahead, but before that, maybe a little ice cream.
See you tomorrow.
If you do not have a clue, then just tweet through and ask FX Blue.